Today's message is on being led by the Spirit of God. Being a Christian, we're led by the Spirit of God. Actually, the life in Christ is an adventure. It's being led by the Spirit of God.
事实上, 我们在基督里的生活就像, 是被圣灵引导的一个探险。
So, I want to tell a testimony. Many years ago, well, not many years ago, but some years ago, I was on a business trip to the area of Las Vegas.
我想跟大家分享一个我的见证。几年以前，我是因为商务旅行到拉斯维加斯。
I would make business trips every other week.
我常常要因为工作要出差，每隔一个礼拜就要出差。
My job was to follow an experimental machine.
我的工作是要追究一个在实验中的机器。
An earth-moving machine.
就是挖土的机器。
One afternoon after work, I went up into the hills from Vegas. Vegas is in a desert area, but there's hills nearby.
有一天我工作结束以后，我就在拉斯维加斯附近的一个小山丘上。
I was told that there was a ski resort up in the hills, and I was going to find that ski resort and drive around the hill area up above the valley.
有人告诉我那附近有一个滑雪的圣地，那我就想找到这个滑雪的地方，我就在山上这样环绕着开车。
I also purposed, or I had a desire to share the gospel.
我同时心里也有这样一个意愿，就是想要分享福音。
As you drive out of the valley, the desert, the higher you go, the more vegetation.
当你开车离开那个沙漠地带，拉斯维加斯是在沙漠里，越往山上开就看到越多绿色的植物。
The desert plants get bigger.
沙漠里的那些植物也是越长越大。
And at about 5,000 feet, you start to see trees.
到了高度大概海拔5000英尺的地方，你就可以看见有树了。Big
trees.
相当高大的树。It's
very beautiful there.
景色很优美。I,
along the road that was on the hillside, the mountainside, you would curve around on the road, driving.
在山边的道路是有很弯曲的。They
had lookout points where you could park the car and then look out over the valley.
路边有地方可以停下来，让你可以眺望山谷。So
I parked my car in one area, and I saw a couple ladies, and I also saw a black man there, and I thought, well, the black man, he looks muscular and intimidating to me.
我就在一个这样可以观景的地方停下来，那里有几位女士，同时还有一位非裔的黑人在那里，他看起来非常的肌肉发达，对我来讲有点吓人。But
perhaps I can see the view and maybe witness to these two ladies.
我就心里在想，也许我可以跟这两位这个女士来见证福音。So
I went to the ladies. I says, "Can you take my photo? Can you take my picture?"
所以我就向在那边的女士说，你们能不能为我照一张相呢？"
Just to start the conversation.
这就是要开始找一个话题，开始我们可以谈话。
But they were not interested too much. I think they took my photo and then they left.
但是他们好像对我跟他们谈话不太感兴趣，他们给我照了相以后就离开了。
And then later I met this black man who was looking around the
area.然后我就和这位在四处张望的这位黑人相遇。
And I started talking to him.
我就开始跟他谈话。
And as I talked to him, and we looked at the view, looked down on the valley, very beautiful view.
我们就一边交谈，然后一边眺望山谷的美景。
I asked him if he had gone to church, if he would go to church.
我问他，他有没有去过教会啊？
And he said, no. He said, this is my church.
他回答说，没有，但是这就是我的教会。
So from that moment on, we start talking about spiritual things. We start talking about the Bible.
话讲到这里，我们就开始谈论一些属灵上的事。
With that man who I was intimidated by, I thought I would witness to the ladies, but I witnessed to this man, the black man.
一开始我打算是跟那两位女士来见证神，因为我有点被这位黑人强壮的体格吓到了，但是事实上，结果我却向他分享神的福音。
We talked about many things. He said that he had read the Bible, but he had a view of New Age and other universalism and different things.
我跟他谈论圣经，他说他曾经读过圣经，但是他也受到新纪元运动，还有许多其他这些事情的影响。
And to answer his questions, I always tried to pull a scripture verse, try to quote a verse of scripture.
我在跟他谈话的时候，我总是尝试着引用一段经文来跟他谈。We
talked. He had many questions, and I tried to answer everything from the scriptures.
我们谈论了许多问题，我就尽量的在回答他问题的时候，都是引用圣经的经文。Some
of the answers we talked all over the place, very confusing.
有些问题是涉及很广泛，是挺让人困惑的。At
the end of the question, I would say, just to be clear, we talked about many things, but to be clear, here is what I believe, and here's what I know, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
在我们交谈将近结束的时候， 我就跟他说，我们讨论了许多话题，许多问题，但是我要澄清的一点，这是我所相信的，我相信耶稣基督，他被钉十字架。I
also wrote down many scripture references for him to read. He was glad to get them.
我也把这段经文的出处写下来给他，他很高兴的能够来读这些。He
said it was so refreshing to talk to someone who knew the Bible.
这位黑人说，这是非常让他觉得很清新鼓舞的事情，能够和一位明白圣经、很了解圣经的人交谈。
Now, I'm not alone. You too know the Bible more than you think you do.
我并不是那唯一的一个人知道圣经的。你们也是，你们可能知道圣经知道的其实比你认为自己知道的还多呢。So
I also have like a gospel information, a gospel track that I gave the man.
我总是带着一些福音的小册子，所以我把这个福音的小册子给了这位人。I
suggested that he go to church, and there's good gospel radio programs to listen to on the radio, too.
我建议他要去教会。 并且在这个可以收听很多关于福音信仰的基督徒电台。
As we left, he got in his car, and I went to my car.
当我们离去分别的时候，他上他的车，我上我的车。
But I saw him in the driver's seat, opening up the gospel tract and reading it as I left.
当我要离开的时候，我看到他坐在他的驾驶座位上面，他的确打开了那个福音小册子，认真的读。So
those are the kind of adventures. In addition to witnessing, also your protection in life, protection from danger, all kinds of things. It's an adventure.
这就是一个例子，我们生活就好像是一个探险。
So the message outline, go one more slide. Or do I have it?
所以今天我们正道的大纲在这里打出来。
On the outline, we're going to look to Jesus.
首先我们要仰望耶稣。
We're going to look at how's your walk.
接下来我们要来检视一下我们与神同行的脚步如何。
It's not showing.
Would you please, 能不能把这个信息大纲就是打到下一页。 讲员的 PowerPoint， 他们没有收到吗？我有寄给吉文。Let's
continue. We'll continue to talk.
Yes.
So we're going to look at Jesus' ministry. We're going to talk about our walk in Christ.
所以今天我们首先要来看看耶稣的事工，然后我们来看看我们自己与基督同行的脚步如何。
We'll talk about spiritually minded, being spiritually minded.
我们也会来谈论一下如何体贴圣灵，以圣灵为念。
We'll talk about Christ in you, Christ in your heart.
我们也会谈论到耶稣基督在我们的心里。
And being led by the Spirit of God.
以及如何被神的灵所引导。
We'll talk about love, faith, and prayer.
我们也要来探讨爱心、信心和祷告。
And going into the mission field.
最后，我们就要去，要进入这个福音的合场。The
scriptures we read in the scripture reading, we first look at the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. There's a scripture in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, where it says about Jesus when he was named Jesus.
我们读过今天的经文，首先我们要来看一看耶稣的名字有什么意义。在马太福音第一章里面提到耶稣名字的意义。It
says there, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
马太福音一章二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
So the name Jesus means Savior. The name Jesus means he'll save his people from their sins.
所以耶稣这个名字的意义就是代表拯救，救主，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
So,
excuse me. Yeah. 是不是可以看一下那个 email 里面有的附件?
So it's important to know Jesus came for that purpose. And that also is our purpose to enter into his purpose.
所以我们要知道耶稣名字的意义就是拯救，这是他来的主要目的。
In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, about Jesus' ministry,
在马太福音第九章里面谈到耶稣的服事,
Jesus went about all the cities, all the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的疾病。
So teaching, preaching, healing, every sickness, every disease.
所以我们看到耶稣所做的，他是教导，教训人。 他传讲天国的事，他又医治各样的病症。
Jesus did the will of the Father.
耶稣所行的就是按照父神的旨意而行。
These things are the will of God.
耶稣所做的事情都是父神的旨意。
The will of God is teaching, preaching, healing, and the gospel.
神的旨意是什么呢？就是要教导教训人们关神的真理，要医治，要传讲福音。When
we enter into that work, it's Jesus that does the speaking to the hearts. It's Jesus that heals the sick.
所以我们要与神同行同工的话。
We read on in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
我们继续读马太福音第九章36节。
There it goes on to say, but when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd.
耶稣看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。Notice
it says moved with compassion.
请注意一下，这里说耶稣是就怜悯他们。Moved
with love, moved with love.
耶稣因为爱感动，就怜悯他们。
Have you noticed in your Christian walk, when there's a love there or a compassion there, it's easy to pray?
你有没有注意到，在你基督徒的生活里面，当哪里有这种爱跟怜悯的时候，我们就很容易祷告。At
the time that you're moved, at the time you're stirred, pray.
当我们被爱跟怜悯所激动的时候，我们就该祷告。When
you do that, you are entering in to being led by the Spirit.
当我们如此行的时候，我们就是开始被神的灵所引导。I
was in a church not long ago, and they preached the Bible, but they didn't believe in miracles.
不久以前我曾在一个教会，他们是传讲圣经，但是他们不相信神迹。They
were Bible believers, but they didn't preach so much miracles.
他们相信圣经，但是他们却不传讲耶稣所行的神迹。In
the hallway, a truck driver told me that he had a sore on his foot that would not heal.
在那个教会的走廊上有一个卡车司机，他告诉我说他有一个等一下会。
On his foot.
这位卡车司机的脚上 有一个肿胀。
It would not heal.
一直都没好。
There in the hallway, I said, well, let's pray.
就在当场就在那里在教会的走廊上，我说我们一起来祷告。
We ask for healing from Jesus.
我们向耶稣祈求医治。
Sometime later, 2-3 weeks later,
两三星期以后,
it was just a simple prayer.
那就是一个很简单的祷告。
We prayed together.
我们一起祷告。
But Jesus heard.
但神的确听到，耶稣听了我们祷告。
Sometime later, he said, you know that sore on my foot? It's healed.
过了一段时间以后，这位司机告诉我说，记不记得我脚上的那个毛病，现在已经完全好了。
We can pray for the sick. It's the will of God.
我们要为生病的人祷告，这是神的旨意。
I want to share some scriptures in Matthew 24 and verse 12.
我想跟大家分享一个经文，是在马太福音24章第12节。
In the day that we live, your love can wax cold.
在我们现今所住的这个世界上，我们的爱心可能会冷淡。
Matthew 24:12 says, "Because of iniquity shall abound." The love of many shall wax cold.
马太福音24章12节说，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Iniquity is sinful ways. Because of sinful ways in this world, the love of many shall wax cold.
不法的事就是指那些犯罪的事情，因为这些犯罪的事情增多，人们的爱心渐渐冷淡。
Because of the sinful ways in the world, don't let your love wax cold.
因为不法的事情、犯罪的事情增多，然而我们的爱心不要因此而冷淡。
In Romans chapter 5 and verse 5, it says, And hope maketh not ashamed.Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
在罗马书5章5节说，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心，我们心里。
So when you see things or God reveals things to you,
所以当神向你显现一些事情的时候
The love of God can move you. You can be moved by compassion.
神的爱就会临到你，你就会被神的爱而感动，产生怜悯。
According to that verse.
我们是依照这一节经文来说的。
So let's go to our lesson today. We'll be in Romans chapter 8.
现在让我们来到今天的内容，我们来看罗马书8章。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
罗马书8章第1节说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。在基督耶稣里的人就是不是靠圣肉体，乃是顺从圣灵。
It's a beautiful verse.
这是很美的一节经文。
In those verses, it talks about there's no condemnation. You're not condemned.
在这些经文里面，他说到我们信耶稣就不再被定罪了。
And the question and the challenge is, how is your walk?
然而我们所面临的问题和挑战就是我们当如何与神同行?
In the verses there following, it talks about, for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
在这些经文里面说到，那在耶稣基督里的人就不是按照肉体而行，而是要顺从圣灵而行。
In verse 4, it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
And 第四节说，是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Am I walking after the Spirit?
我的脚步，生活脚步是不是顺从圣灵呢？
And not after the flesh.
而不是顺从我自己的肉体呢？
It tells more information in verse 5. In verse 5, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit.
接下来第五节说的更多 更完全，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
We go on to Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
我们继续来看罗马书第八章第六节。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
The carnal mind is the fleshly mind, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life.
体贴肉体就是体贴这些肉体的事情，像眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
But spiritually minded is life and peace.
然而体贴圣灵呢，就会得到圣灵，就会得到生命和平安。
So if we're in the flesh, we cannot please God. It says in verse 8, so they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
所以第八节说，这个属肉体的人，体贴肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
And verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
然而第九节告诉我们，如果神的灵住在你们里面，你们就不属肉体，乃属灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
所以任何人如果没有基督的灵，他就不是属于基督的。
So there's a difference. Having the Spirit of Christ or not having the Spirit of Christ.
所以分别就在于此，是否拥有基督的灵。
We have the Spirit of Christ.
我们信主的人都是有基督的灵了。
We compare this verse on the next slide in Galatians 2:20, where the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2:20.
我们可以把这个罗马书这个经文跟使徒保罗在加拉太书第二章所说的来相对照。
You might ask yourself,What is the walk of the Apostle Paul? What is his spiritual walk?
我们可能要问这个问题，使徒保罗他与神同行的脚步如何？我们与神同行的脚步如何？
He says there, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
使徒保罗这样说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Notice it says, Christ liveth in me.
请注意，这里说，基督在我里面活着。
Now in the English, it says ETH. ETH.
在原文里面，这个活着这个字。
And when it says liveth, ETH, live, not, it just says live, or liveth.
活着这个字的原文是表示一个
Liveth means now and continues to live.
这个原文的动词的形式是讲着一个是现在，而且会持续，将来也会持续进行，现在活着，将来也继续活着。
So when you see that ETH or EST, it's now and continuing in the future. So it's present tense and future tense.
所以我们如果看那个英文版本，就是那个 King James 的版本，它常常有这个 ETH, ET, 这些，这是我们就知道这个动词的形式是表示现在式及未来式。
So the Apostle Paul's walk is Christ liveth in me.
所以使徒保罗他的生活就是基督在他里面活着。
If we go to Romans chapter 8 again,
如果我们再去看罗马书第八章,
where it says Christ be in you.
这一段经文说基督在你们心里。
Let's go on to the next slide in Romans chapter 8 verse 13.
让我们继续往下看，在罗马书第八章十三节。
In Romans 8:13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
罗马书八章十三节，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Pretty clear, pretty plain.
这是非常清楚的说明。
The next verse, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
十四节如此说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
So being led by the Spirit of God, you are the Son of God.
所以当我们被神的灵引导的时候，就显明我们是神的儿子。
Now on the next slide, let's take a look at Jesus' life. Jesus was led by God.
接下来我们来看一看耶稣所过的生活。耶稣就是被父神的灵所引导的。
Jesus is God, and he was led by God.
耶稣本身就是神，但是他仍然被神所引导。
Look at John chapter 5 and verse 19.
让我们一起来看约翰福音第五章第十九节。
There, Jesus answered, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise.
约翰福音五章十九节，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
So Jesus went about looking, what's the Father doing today?
所以主耶稣就是这样，他要观看父神今天做的是什么。
Jesus saw the multitudes. What's the Father thinking about the multitudes?
当耶稣看到民众困苦流离的时候，众民的时候，他心里就想，这个神是怎样看他们。
Jesus saw the sick. What's the Father thinking about? What is the Father's will about the sick?
当耶稣看见病人的时候，他就想到父神在这些生病的人身上的旨意是什么。
Go back to the scripture. It says, Jesus said, what he seeth the Father do, that I do.
让我们回到这一节经文上，耶稣说父所做的事，子也照样做。
So when Jesus saw the Father working, Jesus would enter in, be led in to that activity.
所以当耶稣看见父神所行的事，他也会投身加入参与来做那父神所做的事。
It's a good example for us.
这是我们很好的一个例子。
We can look, what is God doing? What is Jesus doing? What is the Father doing? Do I see the Father working?
我们也可以同样的来看一看神在做什么，耶稣在做什么。父神在做意思是什么？我们当如何做？
I found on the mountain a black man where the Father was working in the heart of that black man.
我在拉斯维加斯外面的山上遇见这位黑人，看见神在他的心里做工。
And so I followed that. I entered in.
所以我也就顺从来与神一起做工。
So sometimes you could say, well, I wonder if the Father is working here. And I asked the black man a simple question. Do you go to church?
有的时候我们会怀疑说父神是不是在这里做工，所以我就问那位黑人一个很简单的问题，你去教会吗？
He said, this is my church, the valley, the view.
这位黑人回答我说，这周围这整个山谷就是我的教会。
So I start talking to him about Jesus' church.
所以我就借此跟他谈论耶稣的教会。
Led by the Spirit of God, I entered into that conversation.
因为被神的领导，我就得以参与这样的一个对话讨论。
Oftentimes, when you want to talk to someone, you can ask them permission.
当我们想要跟某人谈话的时候，我们要先得到他的许可。
Ask them permission. Can I tell you a testimony of my life?
我们可以这样问对方，我是否可以跟你分享我生活中的见证呢？
So you ask them permission and you can enter in sometimes if they're open.
对方如果是比较开放的态度，你先征求他的同意，然后你就可以投入。
Some people call it fishing. Some people call it fishing. You fish.
有些人管这个方式叫做钓鱼。
With a question.
我们就用一些问题来钓鱼，引发对方的反应。
Let's go on here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
让我们继续往下看，罗马书第八章十五节。
These are wonderful salvation verses.
这是关于救恩的非常绝妙的经文。
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，乃是仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
So you receive.Now notice, receive the spirit of adoption.
And 请注意这里说我们所领受的就是我们被神所接纳。
Over in John chapter 1, the scripture says, But to as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God.
And 就像约翰福音第一章所说的凡接待他的名的人，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So you receive Jesus.
所以我们接纳基督。
And verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
第十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So back to being led by the Spirit of God, back to your walk in Christ.
让我们回到我们被神的灵引导，我们与神同行。
In Jude chapter 20, there's one chapter. In Jude verse 20.
在犹大书这本书只有一章，这是第二十节所说的。
But ye beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
犹大书二十节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
So in your walk, there's faith and there's praying and being led by the Spirit.
所以当我们与神同行的时候，我们要有信心，我们要祷告，要在神的爱里面祷告。
And oh, look, there's love. Look at the next verse.
再看下一节经文。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
How do I keep myself in the love of God?
我如何保守自己一直在神的爱里面呢？
It says in the verse how to keep yourself in the love of God.
在这节经文里面告诉我们要如何保守自己藏在神的爱里面。
I'm looking for the mercy. You look for the mercy. You look for the love.
我们要祈求寻找神的怜悯，神的爱。
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
我们要仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
保守我们自己一直在神的爱里面。
And build yourself up in the most holy faith.
同时也要建造我们在神里面那神圣的信心。
Let's look where Jesus in where it says in Mark chapter 16.
让我们再来看看主耶稣在马可福音16章里面说的是什么。
These are verses on the Great Commission.
这些经文就是有关乎主的大使命。
In Mark 16:15, go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
在马可福音16章15节说，耶稣给他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
So there it says, go ye. Ye is a plural word. It means you and you and you and you, all of you. It's plural. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
这经文里面说，你们要去。这个你们原文就是强调是一个复数的，不只是你，是你们，包括我们每一个人。
Now you might ask yourselves, how is the disciples' walk? How is their walk? Were they led by the Spirit of God? How is the disciples' walk?
我们可能会问自己，这些使徒们，这些耶稣基督的门徒们，他们与神同行的脚踪如何呢？
Did the disciples have a good walk, a spiritual walk in Christ?
这些门徒，是不是与主同行，一直都是很 很顺利，很好呢?
Let's look at verse 20. And there's other verses. You can go back and read it. But look in Mark 16, verse 20.
让我们来看看马可福音16章第20节怎么说的。 当然你也可以参考其他的经文。
And they went forth. They were obedient. They went forth. They were obedient.
门徒出去，他们是非常顺服的。
They went forth and preached everywhere.
门徒出去到处宣传福音。
And the Lord working with them.
主和他们同工。
Isn't that sweet? The Lord working with them.
主和他们同工，这不是很甜美吗？
Life is an adventure, a life in Christ. If you go, if you're obedient, and your walk in Christ, your spiritual walk,
生活呢是一个探险，在基督里的生活就是一个探险。如果我们顺服神的话，我们就会看见这些。
Guess what? The Lord will work with you too.
我们知道吗？神就我们顺服神，神就会与我们同工。
How does He work with them?
神主如何跟这些门徒同行呢？
It says, confirming the word, confirming the word.
在这里说到，是他，神会证实他们所传的道。
And how does he confirm the word?
神如何证实他们所传的道呢？
With signs following.
用神迹随着，就是有神迹。
And you can see miracles.
你们就会见到神迹。
The greatest miracle is a changed heart and a changed life. Salvation in another person. Great miracle.
最伟大，最奇妙的神迹就是人心被改变，人的生命被改变，被救恩所改变。
It's the cleansing blood of Christ in work in a man's life and a heart. A miracle.
就是耶稣基督救赎罪人的血洁净了一个罪人的心。
The Lord working with them, confirming his word, confirming his promises with signs following.
主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
If you read more verses of scripture here, it says to them which believe.So I don't have the verse here, but it says to them that believe.
如果我们继续读这段经文，我们会读到凡是相信的人。
You can go and read it. Well, you believe, I believe. We're included in that verse.
你可以继续读这个马可福音下面的一段，就是我们凡是相信的人，我们是不是会相信呢？
So in summary,
所以总结来讲,
we look to Jesus. He gives us a good example how he looked to what the Father was doing, and Jesus entered into that work.
所以首先我们就是要仰望耶稣，看耶稣是我们的榜样，耶稣是看父神所行的事，他也就去行。
And also, I am challenged. How is my walk?
同时我也是被挑战，被神的话挑战，说我与神同行的脚步如何呢？
How is my walk? Am I spiritually minded?
我的脚步如何？我的生活如何？我是不是体贴圣灵呢？
My salvation is Christ in me.
我的救恩就是基督在我心里。
I can be led by the Spirit of God.
我可以被神的灵所引导。
And I walk in love and faith and prayer.
我的每日生活与神同行是建立在爱心、信心和祷告上。
And when I go in faith.
当我出去接触这个社会人群的时候，我是凭着信心走出去的。
Praying as I go.
当我出去的时候，我就一边祷告。
There was another time when I was in China.
有一次我在中国的时候，
I was on a plane from one city to another city in China.
我在中国搭飞机从一个城市到另外一个城市。
I was on the plane not thinking of witnessing to anyone.
我当时坐在飞机上，我并没有打算要跟任何人做见证。
But I brought along a Christian book to read. I was reading a Christian book.
然而我带了一本书，这是跟我们基督信仰有关的书。
The Chinese gentleman next to me pointed at the book, and then he said, and I gave him the book.
坐在我旁边的那位中国先生，他中国男士，他就指着这本书，那我就把这本书给他看。
That man took the book, he read the cover, he read the back cover,He read the in the book.
这位男士拿着我这本书，他就把这个封面的背面的都读了，他也在读这本书。
He turned pages and he read, and he turned pages and he read, and he turned pages and he read.
他就是把书页打开以后就也就欲罢不能，一直在读。
In that book, I had my gospel track, gospel information, as a bookmark.
我这本书里面我夹了一个福音的小册子，我是把它拿来当书签用的。
He took probably 10 minutes reading that book.
他大概花了十分钟来读这本书。
And then he gave me the book back.
然后他把书还给我。
I took the gospel track.
我就拿着这个福音小册子。
Out of my book and I said, and I handed it to him.
我就把福音小册子从书里夹在书里面的小册子拿出来交给他。
This man took the track and he opened it up and he read through this. He read through it.
这位先生就把这个福音小册子展开，他就从头到尾的读了一遍。
It's all scripture. This track is all scripture.
这个福音小册子上面印的全部都是经文，圣经的经文。
It tells about God, there's one God.
他就说到。
The laws of God.
唯一的真神是唯一的真神，然后讲到神的律法。
We've broken the laws of God's sin.
我们人都犯了罪，违背了神的律法，得罪神。
God sent his son.
神差遣他的爱子，耶稣基督。
And we believe on Christ, the gospel message is in this.
然后如果我们相信耶稣基督就得救，这是整个福音的信息都在这个小册子上。
This man read through it all.
这位先生把这个小册子全部读完。
I said, you can keep it, you can keep it.
我跟他说，你可以留着这个小册子在你身边，给你了。
He said no.
他说，他拒绝了。
And I said, no, keep it. It's extra. I have more. It's extra. You can keep it.
我跟他说没关系，你可以留着这份小册子。我还有很多别的。
He said, he went like this.
他就这样。
Went like this.
他就这样抓着。
He had a plain green shirt on.
他穿着一个绿色的衬衫。
I didn't understand.
我不明白。
He had to tell me he was military.
结果这位先生他说他是一个军人，他穿的是绿色的军装。
I said, you can keep it. He said, no.
我说你可以保留这个福音小册子，但是他拒绝了。
As I got off the plane, I thought, I might be in trouble.
他说因为我下飞机以后，我可能就会遇到麻烦了，我带着这个福音小册子。
So he was in the way, in the pathway, and I walked past him. He saw me.
所以他在我们在走道上的时候，我们下飞机的时候，他看见我。
Yeah, getting off the plane, and he just nodded.
他就是对我点头。
So sometimes when you don't even know wherever you are, Christ can use you.
所以有的时候我们真的不知道，我们不管我们是在哪里啊，神都耶稣都是可以使用我们的。
Life is an adventure. It's exciting.
生活是不断的探险，是让我们兴奋的。
Go in God and go in faith.
我们就要出去，是靠着神出去，靠着我们的信心走出去。
And go in love. Go in love.
同时，我们更是带着爱心出去。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, help all of us.To go in love and go in your grace. All in Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen.
亲爱的天父，真的是帮助我们每一个人都是因着你的爱，因着你的凭着信心，能够奉你的名出去，让你的名得着荣耀。祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。